We move next to this week's election of a new Pope. 133 cardinals from 71 countries will meet behind closed doors to choose a new leader. The conclave starts on Wednesday, but before that happens, there have already been pre-conclave meetings to discuss the future of the Roman Catholic Church. Well, we're joined now from Rome by Michael Kelly, Director of Public Affairs to the Church in Need Ireland and a former editor of the Irish Catholic. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Keane. Good morning.
Now, bring us up to date. What has happened since the death of Pope Francis?
Well, up until last night, we were in a period of mourning. There was a 9-day mourning period, but the ceremonies for that concluded last night in St. Peter's Basilica. But at the same time, these meetings of cardinals have been taking place to try to diagnose some of the issues facing the church in the hope that from that will emerge the profile of the kind of man who will be elected to be the next pope. Now, those meetings are intensifying today. They had been meeting only once a day. Today, they're going to meet twice, and going to meet twice tomorrow as well. And each cardinal is entitled to give their intervention there, their view on the future of the church. And not just the 133 who will vote. The over 200 cardinals who are present in Rome are able to speak at that. So that includes the retired men who are over 80 and therefore ineligible to enter the conclave.
So how important are these talks then?
These talks are hugely important because, I mean, it'll surprise people, particularly if they've seen the movie Conclave, that there really isn't lobbying per se that goes on. I mean, there aren't overt candidates. Of course, they are favourites, although being mentioned as a favourite in the media can often be a kiss of death. The Romans have a saying here that the man who enters a conclave as the Pope, he always leaves it as a cardinal. But the meetings are important in trying to outline, look, what do we want in a new pope? What kind of qualities do we want in a new pope? And I think, Keane, that is ultimately coming down to a discussion around whether we want more Pope Francis or we want less Pope Francis. And the cardinals are fairly divided on that, on whether there should be someone who will be seen to continue the legacy of Pope Francis or whether there will be someone who perhaps will put a little bit less emphasis on the kind of outreach that Francis emphasised.
So set the scene then as we move towards next Wednesday. So what will happen? What are the mechanics of electing a new pope?
So on Wednesday morning, they have the special votive mass for the election of a Roman pontiff. All of the cardinals will be at that, and the sermon will be delivered by Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re, the cardinal dean. He was the man who celebrated the Pope's funeral as well. And in his sermon, he'll give a kind of synthesis of what the cardinals have been saying in the meetings. And that's almost a kind of pep talk, if you like, as to the qualities that they should be looking for. Many people might remember back to 2005 when Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, he gave that sermon and very much laid out what he felt were the challenges facing the church and found himself elected Pope just a few days later. Then later in the afternoon after lunch, the cardinals will all process to the Sistine Chapel. They'll take their oath to observe absolute secrecy. Of course, their mobile phones, everything like that will have been taken from them at this stage. All ability to communicate will be gone. The rooms in which they will sleep have already been sealed up. Those windows are boarded up. And of course, the word conclave means to be locked in with a key. So they'll be locked in the Sistine Chapel. And that first evening, Wednesday evening, we expect the first vote. Usually there's a first vote, which people say really is just to settle things down and see where things stand before each subsequent day after that. There would be four votes.
We'll certainly have more time later in the week to go through the runners and riders. But finally, US President Donald Trump shared an AI-generated image of himself as Pope on social media over the weekend. The Association of Catholic Priests in Ireland has described this as disrespectful. How's it been viewed in Rome? How are you viewing it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say people in Rome they're not being particularly po-faced about it. They're rolling their eyes a little bit about it in disbelief. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, an American cardinal, the Archbishop of New York, he was asked about it yesterday, and he described it as what the Italians call brutta figura, so like giving a bad impression or bad form. But nobody's talking too much about it. I mean, I think that the uncertainty of things that come out of the American regime these days, I think, as everyone's scratching their heads. But nobody is particularly uptight about it here, I would say, from cardinals I was speaking to yesterday.
Michael Kelly, Director of Public Affairs to the Church in Need Ireland and a former editor of the Irish Catholic. Thanks for joining us from Rome this morning.